celebration of the V-Day Day by the Thunder Army Eskimos at Nome, Alaska, August 14, 1945. The celebration is in the big native school. The Eskimos are dressed in their native parkies and muffalas. I would estimate well over 300 natives with a sprinkling of white are already jammed in this hall. The Eskimo drummers are sitting on the floor, each with a big, large tin drum. Every square inch of the floor space is occupied except a small space in the front of the drummers where the dancers will dance. Chief John Aularana of the King Island Eskimos is now speaking in Eskimo. I believe he is conferring a native name on the major. The next voice you'll hear will be that of Major Martin. This is Buzz Walters announcing. We are gathered here in Nome, Alaska, to celebrate a very great occasion, V-J Day, victory over the Jap and the end of the long war. Let us pay respect to those brave soldiers who gave their lives that we might be free. And right here, let me say to the everlasting glory and credit of the Eskimo people, every able-bodied Eskimo from 16 to 65 is a member of the Thunder Army or of the regular army. 4 years ago, when I first met you, dark, threatening clouds hung over the nation. White men and Eskimos alike were disturbed, not knowing just what course to take. The Japs bombed that harbor, landed on Attu and Kiska Island. Enemy submarines lurked in the waters of the Bering Sea, and we were still unorganized and unarmed. I called on you in the name of the President of the United States and of the Governor of Alaska to organize, to arm, to prepare to defend your home, your children, and your women. Every able-bodied Eskimo joined on first call. A record no group of people in Alaska, or the world for that matter, can equal. I salute you, the Thunder Army, for what you have done, and for the friendly, cooperative spirit you have shown in your willingness to do your part in defending the shores of Alaska. The Thunder Army successfully met the Jap balloon attack, and for efficient service rendered in shooting down Jap balloons, recovering same, and promptly reporting to the United States Army, were cited in a letter from the General of the Alaska Department for alertness and efficiency. General Gaffney sent a letter citing the ATG company at Ruby on the Yukon for alertness in recovering a pilot who had parachuted from a disabled plane. The Thunder Army broke hundreds of miles of trails through the Arctic wilderness of Alaska, repaired 60 shelter cabins, put out many fires caused by incendiary bombs from Jap balloons, built 20 Kashim armories, held weekly drills and competitive rifle shoots, and all this without pay. You have proved your loyalty and patriotism. You were happy to be Uncle Sam warrior, and I have been proud to be your leader. Let us continue to work together for peace and prosperity. I pray God to bless you and keep you, and may you have plenty muskuk, hakutuk, mikiuk, and chipmuk. This is my wish for you, men of the tundra, brave, courteous, happy people. I will not say goodbye, but in the language of the Kobuk Eskimo, ilak megasuli, meaning sometime again. I shall remember you always and think of you as one great Arctic brotherhood. Ilak megasuli.